It's already home game number 3 for the Bills and the opponent, the defending Super Bowl champion, Baltimore Ravens. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with Bills play-by-play man John Murphy. And obviously, Murph, the Bills want to have a bounce-back performance from last week, but it's going to be no easy task against a very experienced Baltimore team.
Yeah, and the Ravens are coming off a game which in which their defense and their special teams carried them to a 21-point win over the Houston Texans. But the Bills are bound and determined to breathe some life back into their struggling running game. And even though the Ravens are fourth against the run in the NFL so far this year, Buffalo has to get C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson going again.
I want to say they got a stat where they haven't even gave up a rushing touchdown yet, so... You know, that speaks volume of the type of defense they are, and we know that. You know, it's not one of them games where we don't know that this defense is good. You know, it's a great defense that we're going up against. It's going to be another tough challenge, and I think they only allow like 3.3 yards to carry. So, you know, it's a challenge, but the good thing for me, I embrace it. You know, and I hope everybody else on the offensive side, especially our offensive line, we embrace that challenge, that they're not giving up that many yards. And so, you know, we'll see where we at in our running game.
That's, you know, one of the things they pride themselves on, you know, and they talk guys out of running the ball early. So we got to continue to plug at it and, you know, take some pressure off of, you know, everybody else on this offense.
Effectively handling pressure in the pocket will be an area where E.J. Manuel looks to improve this week, coming off that performance against the Jets last Sunday where he was sacked 8 times. All of that pressure compromised his progression reads, leading to several missed opportunities in the passing game.
You know, obviously having high expectations and high goals for myself. You know, I was extremely, you know, one, I don't like to lose, and I think our whole team, you know, everybody doesn't like to lose. But I think the bigger thing for me was, you know, I felt like I should have been more composed. And like you said, you know, I'm hard on myself, and sometimes it's unfair and sometimes it's not. I think it's really more so just trying to get better and understand you still have to learn. You're still 3 games old, like Coach Hackett said, and not that we're making a pass for, you know, not playing well or anything like that, but, you know, it's the truth. And I'll continue to get better with each game.
On defense, the Bills are going to have to put together a patchwork secondary this week. Already without 2 of their top 3 cornerbacks in Stephon Gilmore and Ron Brooks, Buffalo may not have Leotis McKelvin available for this game. He's going to be a game-time decision with his hamstring pull. If he can't go, that would force Aaron Williams to play cornerback, and the Bills would probably have to make some other adjustments in their sub-packages.
I enjoy being on the field. It really don't matter if it's safety, cornerback, nickel. Shoot, if I had to ask to play DN, I'd try my best. But as long as I'm on the field, trying to contribute to the team as much as possible, it's just fine with me.
The men in Buffalo's front 7 on the defensive side know with an injured secondary, they're going to have to get pressure early and often on Joe Flacco to force him into some hurried decisions.
We have to get back to the quarterback. You know, they're doing their job back there by, you know, getting interceptions, you know, causing a confusion look, you know, pre-snap for the quarterback. So up front, we got to find a way to pin our ears back and get to the quarterback and either get some hits, get some sacks, you know, just find a way to kind of get him moving around in that pocket.
Murph, another huge part of this game is going to be 3rd down on both sides of the ball, quite frankly, for the Bills. Right now, through 3 games, they're 28th in 3rd down offense, 27th in 3rd down defense. We're going to need to see a big uptick in this game from those numbers.
Yeah, they are. And a lot of what happens on 3rd downs is a result of what happens on 1st down and 2nd down. I think it all comes down to really running the football better, Chris. And I think they're going to be determined to run the football in this game, but they got to get production out of C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson, and maybe even Tashard Choice has something to offer there. They've got to get decent yardage. I'm not talking about home run hits in the running game, but, you know, 4 yards, 6 yards per carry, especially on 1st down, that'll set them up in more manageable 3rd downs.
Yeah, and on the defensive side, it's actually been the 3rd and longs that have been the problem for them. They get the team in 3rd and long, and they're giving up conversions. They can't let that happen, especially against a big-armed quarterback like Joe Flacco. Well, Murph will have the call of the game on the radio side with Mark Kelso. Check your local listings to see where you can find the game on the Bills Radio Network. We'll have full post-game coverage here on BuffaloBills.com. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.